After years of consistently losing ground in the culture war to the left, in large part because most of the brand name mainstream conservatives and Republicans in Congress have been complete cowards, afraid of being called homophobic or racist, only really in the last few years growing a spine and starting to push back against the cultural Marxist insurrection that we've been experiencing. And so now we have another win, and this is a big one. Facebook is ending their Orwellian fact-checking program, but not just that. They are also loosening the terms of service. And now you can call women household objects, they say. What they mean is garden tools. You can call people like Kamala Harris and Kim Kardashian the floozies that they are. And you can misgender transgender people again. There's a lot of people are talking about the end of the fact-checking, although they are going to implement a community note feature, which is actually way, way better, which Mark Zuckerberg admitted was inspired or really stolen from Elon Musk's Twitter, X. As you can imagine, the fact suppressors are having a fit. Meta fact checkers call for an emergency meeting after Mark Zuckerberg pulls the plug. For years now, they have allowed third-party platforms like Snopes and others, PolitiFact, to tie in with the interface. And then when you posted facts that they wanted to suppress, even memes that were funny, that were making fun of the Democrats and old Joe, then they would slap their bogus fact check on them and suppress them. We're making them make America great again. They also appointed Dana White, the president of UFC, who's a huge MAGA guy. He spoke at the Republican convention. You may recall Donald Trump attends a lot of the UFC fights. So they appointed Dana White to their board of directors. And one of their executives went on Fox News yesterday morning to let the cat out of the bag.
Meta's Chief Global Affairs Officer, Joel Kaplan, joins us live here on the couch. Joel, welcome.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Great to be here on the couch on Fox & Friends.
It's great
to
have you
here.
Okay, so you are announcing these big changes as of 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
if you're making big changes, does that mean you were doing something wrong before?
Oh. Look, this is a great opportunity for us to reset the balance in favor of free expression. As Mark says in that video, what we're doing today is we're getting back to our roots in free expression.
I'm sorry, but let's let Brian Stelter weigh in, no pun intended, on the new changes from his boyfriend's mother's basement.
Brian Stelter is CNN's chief media analyst and joins us now with more. Brian, let's dive right in here. Zuckerberg calling this repositioning part of a so-called new era. You and I know that's very different. You've even gone as far as to call this a Trump-friendly makeover. Can you tell our viewers why that is?
Yeah, Zuckerberg is very dramatically trying to reset his relationship with Trump and with Trump voters. He's clearly trying to appeal to conservative users, and it's working, but he may also be putting off some liberal and independent users in the United States. And this is much broader than any one country. These changes have big impacts all around the world. Facebook is loosening up its content rules and is scrapping its relationships with third-party fact-checkers. That's going to leave some journalists out of work because they rely on Facebook's funding for some of their fact-checking efforts.
Oh, no. What will we do with fewer self-proclaimed journalists in America? Joy Reid, the angry black woman on MSNBC, was so angry about the changes, she couldn't even wait until her show, which airs in the middle of the afternoon, to sound off about them. So she recorded this TikTok video and posted it.
Why would conservatives think fact-checking is biased against them? I mean, what are you sharing if you keep getting fact-checked?
Well, thanks for asking, Fuzzball. I personally have had countless memes fact suppressed, especially during the Biden administration. Like this one, man, I haven't seen gas prices this high since the last Democrat was in office. And they fact suppressed that. And let's not forget that they have fact checked numerous obvious satirical articles from the Babylon Bee, which then deboosts them, suppresses them in the algorithm to then prevent them from going viral. Like when the Babylon Bee posted an article about how CNN purchased an industrial-sized washing machine to spin the news, and then Snopes took it upon themselves to fact-check that because apparently there are so many moronic liberals out there that they might have been duped by that. When I posted this meme during the 2020 election cycle, it didn't get fact-checked. This got dumped down the memory hole, and it got a strike for me violating the community standards because you're not allowed to call Kamala Harris a garden tool. Facebook also doesn't like people to post facts and statistics about black people committing crime. When I linked up this article on Fox News, noting that another day, another anti-white hate crime committed by a black man is being covered up because Fox News really was the only outlet that reported on it other than a local outlet. Facebook didn't like that, so they said that post goes against their community standards on hate speech. It's hateful to dare point out that black people commit, well, I guess you're not supposed to say 10 times more violent crime than white people, but just even pointing out that black people commit crime at all is considered to be hateful. They're special. They would never do such a thing. I've been suspended numerous times from Facebook for posting facts and statistics about black crime because obviously that reflects poorly on the Black Lives Matter insurrectionists. After Kyle Rittenhouse defended himself against some Black Lives Matter insurrectionists, literally that same night, anyone who was following the story knew exactly what happened and that Kyle was completely innocent. And so I started posting videos on Facebook showing that he was innocent, not even the violent ones, showing that he was there to help people as a volunteer medic, but that wasn't allowed. And then Facebook threatened to completely ban me for that. Thankfully and surprisingly, that actually did make Fox News. They wrote a whole story about it. Another one of their hilarious fact checks was after the 2020 election when this Twilight Zone meme was going around. Imagine, if you will, the FBI will investigate a NASCAR garage, but not election fraud. And then I took a screenshot of the fact check, and then they fact checked that, then creating an endless loop of meta memes about the meme. Instagram, which is owned by Meta, Facebook, censored this meme, revealing who really was behind the Jesse Smollett incident, obviously being Jesse Smollett himself. They removed that for violating their community guidelines after I posted it, saying that they're going to keep Instagram a safe place for everyone. And they're going to treat members in the community with respect. They removed the content because it targets private individuals to degrade or shame them. Yes, a Hollywood actor is considered a private individual, and you're not supposed to shame them or degrade them. Oh, I got another suspension for this Black Friday meme a couple years ago that I didn't make, which I noted you could use the promo code George Floyd and save 100%. And they said that that was hateful. And now, under the new rules on Facebook, which are really just the old rules, like the very old rules back in the good old days when the big tech social media platforms allowed neutral communication before the cultural Marxists started censoring everything that we say. Now I finally will be able to repost my thoughts on the Dove soap commercial featuring, quote, real moms, which they censored and suspended before. Remember this commercial featuring, quote, real moms? And there's a transgender woman in there who is this poor baby's father who identifies as the baby's mother.
We are both his biological parents. You get people that are like, what do you mean you're the mom? We're like, yep, we're both going to be moms.
Because as they said, they are lifting the restrictions on calling women property or hoes and certain freaks, freaks. Like I said, we're going to make people make America great again. And they're either going to get on board with us, they're going to have to get out of the way, or we're going to just steamroll right over them because that's what we're doing.
We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which
yeah.
has a beautiful ring that covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name.
But don't worry about those massive wildfires in Los Angeles, folks, because the City Council of LA recently appointed the first female and lesbian fire chief, who then immediately made it her top priority to diversify the department.
I'm super inspired.
She took time out of her already busy schedule to tell us about her vision for the department's future, one that includes a 3-year strategic plan to increase diversity.
People ask me, well, what number are you looking for? I said, I'm not looking for a number. It's never enough.
Out of 3,300 city firefighters, only 115 are women right now. She's already looking at ways to change that. She's quick to point out that doing so has a greater purpose, attracting the best and brightest for the job.
How about the strongest and the bravest? Aren't those the two key qualities for a firefighter? DEI, devastating everything intentionally. And if California Governor Gavin Newsom wasn't so concerned about diversity, equity, and inclusion, then maybe he could help work to prevent Mexico from polluting American beaches. Because few people outside of San Diego actually know, and I'm utterly shocked that this isn't a national story. But up until recently, the most southern beach in San Diego, Imperial Beach, had been closed for almost 3 years because of the pollution that Mexico is pouring into the Pacific Ocean that then floods up the coast into our country.
KUSI's Dan Plant has been following this one for a number of years. He joins us live from Imperial Beach with the very latest. Hey, Dan.
Hello there. 39 and counting in terms of the years covering this story. And I just ran into a friend of mine who lives down the street. They were born and raised here their entire lives. And she handed me this newspaper from 1987, November 1987. Look at the headline on this thing. Sewage from Mexico forces closure of beach. Fast forward almost 40 years, and this sewage problem is worse today than it has ever been.
Well, we don't call Mexico a bleephole country for nothing. And while we do have a lot of work ahead of us, it's going to be quite challenging at times to make America great again. Hopefully, we can also have a little fun. And this week, you can get free shipping off any of my shirts at markdice.com by using the promo code 2025 at the checkout. So order your Liberal Tears mug, your Liberalism Find a Cure shirt, your MAGA Mafia shirt, or any of my Austin designs. All available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie. And now also all of the designs available in women's tees as well. Just click on the women's tab up in the upper right-hand corner. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code 2025 at the checkout this week to get free shipping in the U.S. And check them out!